So, brothers too. But
yeah.
As far as the relatives, speak right. Call them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, where was your mother born?
She was born just outside of town over there, out towards Lyons. They live, I mean, they had the plantation just outside of the city, Miss there from Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was born and raised.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Well, what was the plantation like?
She was born just outside of town.
Well, it's a farm that lies out just 1 mile from Cobbtown. There's a store on the right side there, and then there's a house, a lot of outdoor buildings around it. It's Gordon Ham, Ertel owns the place now. We sold it to them way back when, after my mother died in 1950. September 23rd, 1950, and my dad died in 56. And
Gordon Ham.
That's where I was born and raised, over there. Mm-hmm. And my mother was born just above there, in her father's and mother's plantation. It's my brother owns it now.
Well, now, where was your father born?
He was born about 3 miles out from Cobbtown, back, you might say, northwest from Cobbtown, the Allen Collins over there.
Uh-huh. And so then on both sides, your people are local people.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what about your mother's parents? Do you know anything about them?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, could you tell me a little about them, where they grew up?
Well, they all grew up here. Now, some of them was in World War One, some of them was in World War Two.
I had four brothers that was in World War One.
Mama did. And all of them dead now, but one. He's in Veteran Hospital in Dublin.
Well, they all
been
there
for several months.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father's, you're not speaking about my father's people then?
No, not yet. I want to get your mother's people
straightened out. A large bunch of my mother's people. I just remember how many brothers and sisters she had there. Seemingly the four of the girls and six or seven boys. I don't remember. They were scattered. Some lived up in Carolina, some in the States.
There's
a large bunch of my mother's. One of them lived in Jacksonville, Florida, and then the rest of them lived here.
Mm-hmm. Well, were your mother's parents born here?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, can you go...
Now, I might be wrong about that. My grandmother was, from my mother's side. And my grandfather, from his side, I believe they were born and reared up here, over here across the Hoopy River.
Now
I crossed the river with what they call the Renford Landing something, just a little, not a town, it's just a little area, little
and
country.
What county is that in?
Toombs.
Uh-huh.
That's across the Hoopy River out here. That's
here
in Toombs County.
Over here,
seemingly. My grandparents, that is from my mother's side, from his side, grew up over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, him, you know. Now his children, my grandmother's place back away, all this I'm telling you that belonged to my mother and father, and my brother over there came through my grandmother from her side, you know, and
his
they were
side.
All born and reared
there
in that neighborhood there,
his children,
vicinity, you know.
Well, did your grandparents farm then?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
All had lots of land, each one of them, you know, from both sides, you know.
Uh-huh. And what did they raise on their farm?
Corn and cotton, about all that.
Uh-huh.
No tobacco. It's been years and years ago.
Well,
they didn't know what tobacco was. Or
when did they start growing tobacco around here?
I believe now I could be wrong about that. It's about the only one in this country that's living that we would really know. But his parents, his father and mother came from Carolina down there, right across the field there from us, and they were the first people.